Terry, you have an example of an FML.
Yes, I do, Seth. This is from Ted in Rogers. This morning I was talking to a customer and I actually fell asleep for a couple of seconds. She wouldn't stop talking and honestly, I woke myself up snoring. She didn't even notice. FML.
Well, let's hope he got the sale.
All right, so I work at a dog kennel, right? And I bring this dog down to give to his owner, who's sitting right there. And another owner opens the door and lets the dog out, and the dog sprinted away, like,
oops,
nowhere to be found, and towards the road.
Uh-oh.
And so the dog owner who accidentally let the other guy's dog go, in work clothes, like long sleeve and like long nice pants, is running through the woods trying to find this dog. And about, what do you say, like 45 minutes later, he comes back drenched in sweat and dirt. And he goes, yeah, I didn't think I was going to get him, but then he ran by me and I just tackled him.
You got the dog?
Yeah, so we got the dog back, but then right after that, one of the dogs peed on me, so...
FML.
One thing after another today.
Isn't it? Well, that's a Monday for you.
It's right. An emotional roller coaster over there.
Right.
So that guy went from zero to hero.
Yeah,
he did, covered in sweat also.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Bailey,
I hope Tuesday is better than Monday.
Thanks, thank Bailey. You.
This one from Corrine in Minneapolis. Today I found out how far my car can go after the fuel light comes on. All the way to the stoplight before the nearest gas station.
No.
FML. Oh, come on now. You were driving around with it on empty for a little while. You know that. That light was on for a little while. Okay, Tara.
All right. I was helping my grand... This is from Corey in Woodbury. I was helping my grandmother move a TV into her room upstairs. While carrying the TV, I slipped on a stair, fell over, ooh, and broke the banister, broke my leg, smashed the TV as well. FML.
And really disappointed grandma. Can't you do anything right?
Well, you know, grandma can't help her get up or him.
This one from Gloria in KQ Listener Land. I guess she wants some anonymity. Very right. Recently, I was anticipating some personal sexy time after a shower when I hurt myself. Not what you're thinking. While drying off, I miscalculated the distance from my arse to the bathroom floor and hit my hip hard. Fortunately, no one in the house heard the fall and there were no awkward questions. FML. No sexy time.
Last night, this is from Maddie in Eden Prairie. Last night, my now ex-boyfriend told me that I was the one.
Mm-hmm.
Not at this moment, though. He wants to see how far he can go with his best female friend.
What?
But once he's done with her, we can be together.
That guy's a jerk.
Wow.
From Mike in Uptown, my neighbor's new car alarm has gone off so many times that my parrot has started to mimic it almost nonstop.
Yeah. Oh, that would be FML, too.
FML, I think it's time to let the parrot free.
Oh, it's all like right. A horror movie.
You have another one?
Yeah. This is from Brenda in Waconia. My husband and I went to the Twins game Saturday, and we parked in a lot under the overpass. As we were walking to the stadium, I noticed an old homeless man under a blanket.
Mm.
And with the heat and humidity, I was worried for him. Even though my husband protested, I walked over to give him the bottle of water in my purse. Just as I was leaning over...
Oh,
I don't
no.
even know what this is going to say. Just as I was leaning over with the bottle, he pulled the blanket back and exposed himself, waving it at me.
Waving it at her.
I dropped the bottle and hurried away. That's when I felt the same bottle.
No.
That's when I felt the same bottle hit me in the back. FML.
Well, you know what makes this even funnier for me here in Studio A is Terry's wearing a Chewbacca mask while cracking up over there.